But he's trying. That sounds like a good time to me.
He had a point. A definite point. Maybe my company attitude needed attention, too. Behind me, Shuvran grumbled about starting to feel like a gopher. I glanced back. Swan had had an attack of good sense and decided to bring up the rear, thereby making sure that Master Santaraxita did not stay behind and tinker with things that might cause a change in Goblin's opinion about this being one of the good times.
Where did he go?
I mused aloud. People were still working in the Cave of the Ancients, getting Lady and the Prabindra Dra ready to go upstairs. But Tobo was not among them. He wouldn't just run upstairs, would he? He had the energy of youth, but nobody was so energetic they would just charge into that climb on impulse. While I tromped around muttering and looking for the kid, Goblin did the obvious and questioned witnesses. He got an answer before I finished building up a good mad.
Sleepy? He left.
Surprise, surprise.
What?
That was not all of it. The little wizard was upset.
He turned right when he left, Sleepy.
He... Oh. Now I did have a good mad worked up. A booming, head-throbbing, want-to-make-somebody-pay real bad mad.
That idiot! That moron! That darn fool! I'll cut his legs off! Let's see if we can catch him.
Right was downward. Right was deeper into the earth and time, deeper into despair and darkness. Right could only be the road to the resting place of the Mother of Night. As I started out, with intent to turn right, I collected the standard. The White Crow shrieked approval. Goblin sneered.
You're going to be sorry before you go down 100 steps, Sleepy.
I was tempted to abandon the darn thing before we had gone that far. It was too long to be dragging around in a stairwell. Chapter 89.
This stair has no bottom,
I told Goblin. We were puffing badly despite the direction we were headed. We had passed openings into other caves the stairwell had pierced. Each appeared to have been visited by human beings sometime in the past. We discovered both treasures and boneyards. I suspected Sri Santaraxita, Baladitya, and I could not live long enough just to catalog all the mysteries buried beneath the plain. And every darned unknown ancient thing I glimpsed in passing called to me like the sirens of legend. But Tobo was still ahead of us and seemed deaf to our calling. Perhaps just as we did not waste time and breath responding to Suvran and Santaraxita, who kept calling down to us from ever farther behind. It was my devout hope they would be smitten by good sense and abandon the pursuit. Goblin did not respond to my remarks. He had no breath left over. I asked, "Can't you use some kind of spell to slow him down or knock him out? I'm worried. He really can't be so far ahead that he can't hear us. Darn." I had gotten tangled with the standard again. Goblin just shook his head and kept moving.
"He can't hear."
Puff, puff.